Hello again, St. Georgians near and far. On day nine of our Year of the Bible challenge, and boy, oh boy, I'm on the way to the grocery store, but I had to say something about today's reading. Does it ever feel like the book of Genesis is a soap opera? If it didn't before, shouldn't it today? So just something briefly. Well, I don't know how brief it's going to be. But look, so Jacob had to flee, right? He had to flee because he ripped off his brother and got Isaac's blessing and so forth. So he's got to get out of here. He's got to go find a wife also. So that was sort of his cover story, probably a true cover story, but you know. A cover, like the real purpose was Rebecca getting him out of there. So he goes and he finds Laban's family. Now you remember Laban, that was Rebecca's brother, and he finds him and he finds his shepherds or whatever it is. Anyway, and sees, ooh la la, sees Rachel. Holy moly, is he happy to see Rachel. He goes up to her and kisses her. Whoa, can't do that. But he did. I think they said the only example in the Old Testament of a man kissing a woman who is not his wife or mother. There he goes and then cries out with a loud voice, "Hey, look, it's come true, right? It's come true. I came here to find a wife and here it is and that's all good." And Laban, her father, greets him like what? Who knows? Greets him anyway. Oh, everything is so good. Now look, Jacob's got to hang out for a while, right? He's got to hang out for a while because, you know, things aren't so good back at home. His brother, the hunter, is on the hunt for him. So he says, hey, I would really like to marry Rachel. And Laban says, yeah, okay. You know, what are you going to pay me for? You know, what's the thing? And he says, He says, Laban says, "You're working for me. How can I pay you?" And he says, "I want to marry Rachel." And he says, "Okay, cool. I want to marry Rachel, and I'll work for you for 7 years. Oh, how romantic. He's going to work for him for 7 years in order to marry. And look, he needs to be gone for 7 years anyway, right? So like, you know, it's all time well spent. Well, he is so in love, that the 7 years go by as if it's just a couple days. Oh, isn't it wonderful? And then he goes to Laban and says, "All right, it's been 7 years. I'm ready to I'm ready to meet my wife." And Laban says, "Oh, of course, let's have a big," and then substitutes Leah for Rachel on the fateful night. Commentators going back to Josephus in like the first century are like, yeah, he was, you know, discombobulated by the wine and the darkness. Okay. And Leah gets substituted. Leah gets substituted. He realizes, Jacob realizes the next morning, "Hey, what's going on here?" And Laban says, "Look, it's not our custom to marry the younger daughter off before the older daughter off." To which the reader can only say, "Ha! Ha! Ha! Jacob, who is on the run because he has, you know, supplanted his older brother, now becomes the victim of some kind of older younger sibling situation. Hilarious. The deception, so good. But in terms of just the irony, right? Like, could it be any more ironic? Now, look, you know, grace and mercy, all that kind of stuff. God's grace and mercy, absolutely. And there's a little bit of, you know, is there a little bit of divine justice at work here? You know, the wheels of God's justice grind slowly, but they grind finely indeed. So he's got to work for another another 7 years in order to reach, in order to get the hand of Rachel in marriage. And during that time, now look, so Leah knows that she is not, that she's not, you know, Jacob's first choice. Right? Like she knows she's not presented as beautiful as Rachel. She is not the one that Jacob chooses, who's clearly made a big splash, in there. So she's upset. The Lord sees this. Now look, so, you know, the Lord has a plan for all this. It says God hears the cries of Leah, right? Here's it. And it's Leah and not Rachel who has a whole bunch of children, like, right away. Leah ends up having 6 children. Rachel ends up having 2, plus 2 more that she's adopted. More to say about that. But you know, it's just interesting. You know, Leah was not Jacob's choice, on the one hand. On the other hand, Leah has all the children, and so there are 12 children born in all. The 12 children known as the 12 tribes who give their names to the 12 tribes of Jacob. 2 of the sons that are born to Leah are Levi and Judah. Judah is the name given to the monarchy, right, forever and ever. The Lion of Judah, King David, right? The Lion Judah comes from Leah, as does Levi, the Levites, the Aaronic priesthood, the ones who gave, you know, eventually was the line of Moses and Aaron. So the institution of the monarchy and the institution of the priesthood come from Leah, who is not Jacob's first choice, who knows that she's not Jacob's first choice. And, you know, that's a whole thing. However, and then there's all the stuff about adopting it from the maids, which the Bible seems to think is fine, at least at this point. Now, later on, you get to Leviticus, it's going to say, no, you can't do that kind of thing. But for our purposes here, in the early 30s of chapters of Genesis, it's okay. So 12 born in all, only 11 by the time that our reading for today ends. But one of the ones who is born is Joseph, and Joseph is born to Rachel. So he will bear good things. But the point is, Laban schemes Jacob, who is the schemer, right? The schemer gets schemed. What does that lady say? You can't BS a BSer. Well, so there you go. Jacob gets taken advantage of, as he had taken advantage of his own brother. Now, eventually he's like, I've been with this guy for 20 years. He's grown his flocks, you know, he's like done a good job, all this kind of stuff. Let's go. And this is kind of a nice, one of the funny things is you hear Rachel and Leah like arguing about who he's gonna spend the night with. She's like, give me the mandrakes. All right. Mandrakes are like fruit that maybe had medicinal, maybe aphrodisiac qualities, maybe fertility qualities. All right, look, you can have his mandrakes if, and then I'll send Jacob over to you. And so Jacob kind of like goes over to Leah. You know, it's like he just does what they say. A man cannot serve 2 masters, but 2 masters can apparently. So it's time for Jacob to be done. And so and like this is kind of a nice thing. He takes Rachel and Leah out into an open field. Everybody's shearing the sheep over somewhere else. And he takes them and he says, yo, we got to get out of here. And it's this nice little like summit, or that's how it seems to me, this nice little summit. And Rachel and Leah both are like, yeah, we got to go. It's like a team effort, right? Like they're not taken against their will. On the other part of it, they both are kind of annoyed with their fathers and annoyed with their father, and rightfully so, right? I mean, Leah is annoyed because she got put in this situation because of her father's schemes. Rachel is, you know, annoyed because she's put in this situation that her sister has. So they're ready to go. And then there's this great, and so they sneak away, and yada, yada, yada. They end up making a treaty. Laban and Jacob end up making a treaty. Rachel's like, I'm going to steal your gods on the way out the door. And so she does, the household gods. Now, look, household gods are also something that, comes in for criticism, obviously, later. You can imagine later Jewish readers reading it and saying, pagan gods that you make by your own hands, you know, you could even sit on them, because they're not real. They don't matter. Anyway, and they set up a treaty between them. You see Jacob kind of lose his temper. Like, he's finally able to get a little self-righteous, you know? He's finally able to express some of that 20 years of frustration. And there they go. And so they set up the border lines that are going to divide the two families. And off they go. But anyway, just what a soap opera of a story, right? I mean, it's a great, you know, and this is Jacob, right? I mean, like, this is the Jacob that is named Israel. This is the Jacob who has the 12 sons that are the 12 tribes. They become the 12 tribes of Israel. There you go. This is Jacob, and he has this. And he has this crazy, crazy backstory. And there it is. So there you go. More is coming. But sort of that chase scene of Laban chasing down, you know, this like dramatic effect, and then he wants to find the household gods, and you're just like, this is, you know, as ancient literature goes, this is a pretty exciting story. So anyway, it's time for you to go to the grocery store. But there you are, day nine, I think. Well done. Let me know how everything's going. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by the comfort and patience of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Happy reading. Talk to you tomorrow.